is this reality of who he is and the glory and the wonder of his person and what he's done and how he loved me enough to give his life for me and how I was chosen in him before the foundation of the world that I might be made into his image to dwell in his presence forever and ever and reflect that image. And all that goes in between, all of the characteristics of Christ, the wonder of his meekness and gentleness and yet his strength and the perfect combination of grace and glory and justice and tenderness. And you see it unfold on every page of the scriptures. And to me, that is the single greatest contributor to the victory inside. Is that I have a hard time with the idea that the Lord Jesus Christ would be disappointed with me. I don't want you to be disappointed with me. I can kind of control that on the outside. I don't want my wife and kids to be disappointed with me. I could control that on the outside. I don't want Jesus to be disappointed with me, and he knows my heart. And I'm like Peter. I'm saying, Lord, I love you. I'm telling you I love you. I know what it looks like, but I still love you. And then Peter finally says, you remember, Lord, you know my heart. You know I love you. John 21. And Jesus responded by saying, feed my sheep. I know you love me, Peter. That to me, when it's all said and done, is where the battle is won. So get to know your Savior. Christian people sit in churches all over the world all their life and have only a superficial knowledge of Christ, which takes away, from my standpoint, the most powerful, powerful motive for holiness. Father, we are grateful again this morning that we've been given your word, that we might know what it is you want of us, but that we might also know our glorious Savior. I pray for these folks that are here, I being one like them who has to fight all the same battles and has through all the years of my life. Help them, oh God, to win on the inside. And may there be a real breaking in many hearts and a real honest openness, and may they find that secret place where they can unveil to you what you already know and trade in that deception for a true and pure love for you, so that what they hide in the heart may not break loose like a broken sewer line someday to dirty their whole life and all those around them. May they win the battle now on the inside, day by day by day, as they confess and forsake sin over and over again, as they